Hello, Publishers Clearinghouse, how may I assist you?
Oh, hi, yes, this is Linda Roberts. I got your voicemail. I was looking for Deborah Holland.
Yes, well, this is the agent at the Publishers Clearinghouse.
Okay, can you speak a little louder? I'm sorry, I'm hard of hearing.
Could you provide us with your package number?
It's 4711. That's a claimer's number, right? Is that what you're asking for?
Yes. All
Okay,
right.
good.
Now, my name is Mr. Richard Henry. I'm here with the Publishers Clearinghouse to notify you that you are a lucky winner today for a certified cashier's check coming from the Bank of America for $5.5 million.
Oh my
You're gonna
gosh.
be receiving $7,000 a week for life. And a 2022 Mercedes-Benz.
Oh my gosh.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Oh my God. I've never won anything in my life. This is so amazing. Praise God.
Okay, and I can see where you're very excited. Could you please calm down yourself? This is here for you,
Okay.
okay?
Yes.
And is this your first time being contacted that you are a lucky winner, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, now what is taking place, dear? I'm just going to be asking you a few questions to have your government T91 claims form been filled out, okay?
Okay.
Yes, well, first and foremost, are you an American citizen by marriage or by birth?
Oh, by birth? Praise
Yes,
Jesus and America.
and at this time, are you married, single, divorced, or are you a widower?
I'm a widower. My husband just died 2 years ago.
Okay. Now, do you have a valid checkings or savings account to safely deposit your check into when you receive it, Linda?
Yes, Linda does have a checkings and savings account, yes.
Okay, and that's great. Now, we do have a public delivery and a private delivery. Which one would you rather?
Oh, which one do you prefer? Which one do you recommend?
Well, there's a public delivery where you will be on the television station and a radio station and the newspaper. Or you rather to have a private delivery where no one knows your business?
Oh, I'm very shy. I don't think I want to be on TV because money changes people, and I just don't want them to think that, they can take my money.
Yes, I do know. You'd rather to have a private delivery. That's the
Yes,
best way
please.
to
Thank
do
you.
that. Okay. Now that's great. And how old are you at this time, Linda?
I'm 67.
Okay, and do you have a valid check-ins or savings? Do you have a credit card or a debit card?
Yes, with my checking account, the debit card comes. And then I have a Chase Sapphire Reserve card.
Okay, no problem. Now, at this time, what is here for you to do is just to have yourself registered, where
Okay.
you will be taking care of your registration fee, just to jump into the ocean to what you will be receiving.
Oh, I love the ocean. I love dropping into it. And how much would that be?
Okay. Well, it would only cost you $950.
Oh,
Would
well, that
you
is a drop in the
reimburse?
bucket with all the money I'm going to receive.
Pardon?
I said that's like nothing compared to the money I'm going to receive.
Okay, no problem. Now, because of we here at the Publishers Clearinghouse, we do take in care of 99% of your taxes, so there's only 1% you will be taking care of, as I told you, will be reimbursed back to you, okay?
Oh,
Nothing to
thank you
be
for
worried
that.
about.
Okay, thank you. I can take
And
care of
do
the
you have,
1%.
Do you have an email address?
I do.
Yes.
Would you rather do it over the phone, though?
Where we could forward you something in writing so you could see what's taking place.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
Just a second.
Okay. Do you need my email?
Yes, provide me.
Yes, it's Linda, Linda, Jen, Jen, Roberts, Roberts, at nycmail.com.
It's, hold on, it's Robert, Jen.
No, Linda, Jen,
Linda,
Roberts.
Jen.
At nycmail.com.
At
NYC, which is New York City, mail.com. And I have it open on my phone so I can see the email you send.
Okay, well, we'll have it forward to you, okay?
Okay, so how do I need to pay this fee?
Well, tomorrow you will be making your way down by the Walmart or the closest store to you to purchase a one vanilla prepaid gift card.
You said one vanilla prepaid gift card?
Yes, prepaid.
Okay, well, I was speaking with my grandson the other day, and he said if anyone asks for a gift card, that that's a scam. Is this a scam?
This is not a Reddit my road. This is 100% guaranteed. It's
okay.
Nice to have the government stamp of approval been placed on your check. As I told you, we'll be reimbursed back to you in 7 working days.
Oh, you didn't tell me that, though. You're just telling me that. Is there any way I can like send it to you through the like bank account or something? Like do a transfer or like a cashier's check or something like that?
Yes, you can do a check if you want.
Okay, I just need the bank account information that I'm sending it to. Because, I mean, I can do that tonight, and then you guys will get it instantly, so we can do this quicker.
Well, hold on the line.
Okay, I'm here. I hope I didn't just fuck it up. He seems like he's not happy about that. Yeah, he hung up on me. Fuck. Let me call him back. Hello? It's Linda.
Yeah.
Our call got hung up on? Hello? Are you there? Richard? Are you there? Yeah, he keeps saying phone me. Fucker. God damn it. You're so high right now. Hello?
You have reached the publisher.
Yeah, I'm getting voicemail. You wanna fuck with them? I sent you the number. Seeing these second play with me. You can go on Scammer Defro. Whoa. I was gonna remember where I got the number from. It was number, but yeah, there we go. Yeah. Wow.